Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast. Again, I say it most times, but I am delighted just to be able to speak to you about the Lord Jesus Christ. And in particular, we're going to speak just for a few moments on being saved righteously. This is part of our series called Righteous Grace. You know, we are saved righteously. It is by righteousness that God saves us. He justifies the ungodly. Have you ever heard that? Ungodly people get acquitted before God. Romans 4:5. But he does this not just because he feels nice towards us or doesn't think or is not overly troubled by sin. No. He saves us in a righteous manner. Look, in the scriptures we read that the righteous Lord loves righteousness. It is Psalms 11:7. And yes, it's true, we're saved by grace, for he justifies us freely by his grace, Romans 3:24. But still, it is in and by righteousness that he saves. Righteous grace, you see, it has condemned and punished the sinner's substitute, Jesus. The sinner's substitute has been punished. And so now righteous grace can acquit the perpetrator of the sin. And not only is the grace which the sinner receives righteous grace, his forgiveness, our forgiveness, is righteous forgiveness. And therefore, since it's righteous forgiveness that we get, it's irreversible. I've got to get this through. It's not God just doesn't forgive because he's a jolly nice fellow. Okay, that he's sitting there and he's getting old and he just wants everybody to be happy. He forgives us, acquits us righteously because he has dealt ruthlessly with our sin in Jesus. Jesus has gone to the cross as our substitute. And so his righteousness is displayed at the cross. God can righteously now acquit us of our sins, forgive us, wipe them away because someone has paid for them. Jesus. Jesus has paid for them. And it is as the righteous judge that God justifies. He is faithful and just in forgiving our sins, 1 John 1:9. And by his acquittal of sinners, he magnifies his righteousness so that anyone who goes to God for forgiveness can use as his plea not only that God is merciful, but that he has righteously punished sin in the person of our substitute, the Lord Jesus Christ. Righteously punished sin. Yeah, this is good news. So God loves to forgive because he abounds in love, and he abounds in forgiveness because he is righteous. So powerful was the substitutionary death, the atonement of Jesus, that no sin is too great for him now to forgive. And no sinner, you cannot be too deep or old in sin to be saved. Righteousness out of which salvation comes is infinite. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you've been blessed by today's message. Please pray about partnering with us and joining us in our great crusade to make Jesus famous. Perhaps you will take time to visit our website, milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht leo.